Om Shanti. So today we are going to revise yesterday's Sunday's Avyakta Murli. This is a very, very beautiful Murli that is teaching us the arts, different types of arts. Before I start the revision of this Murli, let's begin with a very small story. Three men were once traveling, and while they were traveling, on the top of the hill they see one man standing. And these three people start thinking about that man. He looked like a sannyasin, a monk. So the first person says, "I think this man is, probably he is searching somebody. He must have lost his cow or goat or any animal, and he is searching somebody." Other friend says, "No, I don't think he is in searching mode. Probably he is waiting for somebody. He must have lost his friend, his companion, and he is waiting for that friend." The third friend says, "No, I don't think he is waiting for somebody. Look at him. He doesn't look like to be waiting for anybody. Probably he is meditating. Probably he is meditating." So they start having discussion, and ultimately they decide that let's go to the same man and ask him what he is doing. And they climb the mountain and they see that that man is standing there. He was a monk, a sannyasin. And they ask that man, "We have a lot of confusions about you. Please enlighten us. What you were doing?" The first friend says, "I think you were searching somebody. Probably you have lost your cow or goat or some pet animal." That sage or sannyasi says, "No, I am not waiting. I am not searching anybody." The second friend says, he gets happy, "See, I told he was not searching anybody. Probably," then he says, "I think you are waiting for somebody." The monk says, "No, I am not waiting for anybody." The third friend gets very happy to hear that answer. And he says, "I told already that he is neither waiting for anybody nor searching anybody." And he tells him, "I think you are meditating." The monk says, "No, I was not meditating." "And what were you doing?" He said, "I am not doing anything. I just am I. I am just existing. I am not waiting. I am not searching. I am not even meditating. I am just standing in the awareness of I am." This awareness, this mindfulness is in fact called meditation. Just to be without doing anything. This is the hardest thing in the world, because thoughts are racing in the mind, thoughts are gushing and rushing in the mind. There is not a single moment of respite, no rest. So religions all over the world, different meditation techniques have come up, and they say that just be what you are. That mindfulness, that state of complete awareness, that state of living in that moment, that state of watching everything as things are, without interfering, that is also a practice. That is also an art of meditation. That is a way to slow down the thoughts. Slow down the thoughts. Because thoughts are rushing so fast. Just like butterfly, going from one place to another. Not stopping a single moment. So sages all over the world have developed this technique of witnessing. A watchful witnessing, Just witness. Just as you stand by the side of the road and see pilgrims, travelers walking, you don't interfere. You don't say anything to them. You just stand and see. You don't even comment on them. In the similar manner, just stand and see what thoughts coming and thoughts going, thoughts coming and thoughts going, without judging, without saying this is good, this is bad, being non-judgmental and watching the thoughts, a detached observer, a mere spectator of your mind, of your emotions, of your feelings. How they are coming, from where they are coming, what is the purpose they serve, not thinking on anything, just seeing them, just observing them. This watchful observance is a way to reduce the frequency, the velocity of thoughts. They are vibrating at such a high frequency, they are gushing and running at such a high velocity. Their wavelengths are so high to reduce them. So yesterday's Murli Baba is talking about seven different types of arts. He wants us to become 16 celestial degree full. He wants us that we should become absolutely artistic. We should become the greatest showmen of this world. Such artful is expecting from us. So what are the different types of arts? We will take one by one. The very first art he taught yesterday, the art of slowing down the speed of mind. First art. Second, the art of getting rid of waste thoughts. The third art, the art of speaking. Fourth, the art of balancing. Fifth, the art of staying blissful. Sixth, the art of giving blessing. And seventh, the art of staying combined. These are the seven different types of arts Baba talked about in yesterday's Murli. Let's come to first art. First art is the art of slowing down the speed of mind. How to do that? How to relax? How to ease up? This is a $1 million question. In one way, it is to control the mind. How to control this unruly mind? How to control this wavering mind? How to control these wishy-washy emotions and feelings? That's the question. Baba has talked about power of thought. Just one thought has changed you. Just one thought, I am not this body but I am a soul. This one thought has made you into diamonds from shells. This one thought, I am child of God. I am an heir. I am the one who has claimed all rights. This one thought has turned you into master almighty authority. Just one thought. One thought has so much power in it. The energy of thought is the energy of fortune. The energy of thought is the spiritual energy. Thought is seed. Thought is treasure. And thought is energy. Such tremendous powers are there in thought. So Baba is seeing those souls who are embodiment of remembrance, these souls who are embodiment of remembrance, these souls who are emperors of the land free of sorrow, these souls who are Maharati, these souls who are Mahavir. Baba has told the signs of such souls. The very first sign is that the lines on their forehead, the speed of thought is much less. Much less. Their eyes are volcanic. Their lips, they suggest, their smile on the lips suggests a stage which is detached and loving like a lotus. So, coming back to the same question, how to slow down this mind? What are the ways to slow down this mind? What are the techniques to stop, to think, to pause, to halt a while? What can we do for that? Yes, Shyambhai, how to slow down the mind? Think less, how to think less? Stop thinking about the past. Put a full stop. As I said in the very first story, awareness. Increase the awareness of the present. Start living in the moment. Start experiencing the power of now. Now. Past is gone. We can't do anything about it. Try to increase the awareness of what we are. This mindfulness, this awareness, this stage of wakefulness, alertness is what is required. Be alert. Who I am, what I am. Now, at this moment, what I have to do. This is such an important exercise. And as I said, self-narration. Start narrating to yourself what I am doing. Right now I am sitting in class. While you move out from here, think, now I have finished the class, now self-talking. You are narrating yourself. Whatever you are doing, you are narrating to yourself. This increases this awareness. Now I am going, I am drinking tea. Now I am going to my work. These two questions are very much closely related. How to get rid of waste thoughts and how to slow down the speed of thought. Yesterday Baba said, waste thoughts, they are just like those bamboo trees, those forests. One waste thought generates another thought. This generation of waste thoughts happen. It's very difficult to do birth control here. Birth of one waste thought from another waste thought, and then they strike and the fire is created, and in that fire all the vices get ignited. So these waste thoughts, they are many. They are not one. Swami Vivekananda has compared in one of his lectures, compared mind to a monkey. As you know, monkey is by nature so restive, so restless. And he said, mind is like a maddened monkey. Not just monkey, a mad monkey. And then, somebody made that monkey drink of wine. After some time, a scorpion came and stung that monkey. And after some time, one demon entered that monkey. Now this is your mind, control it. Where the wine of desires has entered. Where the demon of jealousy has entered. Where the scorpion of vices have stung. This is the state of the mind, how difficult it is to control such a mind. So to slow down the speed of thoughts, to get rid of waste thoughts, it itself is an art which we need to learn. A lot of mental training is required. A lot of rehearsal is required for this. It is not a one day game. It's not something to be done overnight. It is not even a fashion or fad. You try one day and give up another. Incessant practice, non-stop practice. Uninterrupted practice is required for controlling the mind, for training the mind, for training the emotions, because they have been trained in a different manner right from the childhood, the place where we are born, the conditioning which that has occurred. We need to decondition it. The hypnosis has occurred. We need to dehypnotize ourselves. In psychology, they talk of cognitive distancing. That is the technique they teach. Cognitive distancing. What is cognitive distancing? This is one of the techniques to slow down the mind. In that technique, they tell, mind assumes many things as true when they are not, and acts accordingly. It is conditioned in that manner. Now we have to decondition it. We have to teach this mind what is truth. What you are thinking, probably that is not truth. It is just a figment of your imagination. It is not truth. To come to that original stage of truth, they teach in cognitive distancing. There are lot many cognitive distortions that happen in the mind. Overgeneralization, labeling people, abusing people, accusing people, criticizing people, criticizing self, self-criticism. Many things are there in cognitive distortions. To find out a remedy for all this is taught in cognitive distancing. To slow down the speed of racing mind. So much mental noise is going on round the clock, as if an airport is within us, as if a supermarket is within us, as if we are standing in the middle of the market. So much noise, so much mental chatter, non-stop, day and night, till the time you go to sleep, and the moment you get up again, the same noise, same background music, same chatter. Slow down this mind. Relax. Why we are hurrying for? Everything is in hurry. Life is short, do everything. Life is, though it is short, but this very thought is very destructive. Yeah, I have to hurry, I have to hurry, I have to hurry. So, calm down. And there are different ways of getting rid of waste. First of all, yesterday we were discussing to know that it is waste. What are the harms that are done by waste? You don't achieve much, your energy is wasted. Thought is an energy, electrostatic energy, magnetic energy. So know the importance of elevated thoughts and know the damage that is done by waste thoughts. What is the waste in my life? What are those destructive emotions? What are those emotions, feelings that are sabotaging my stage? Think of that. One is to know the harms. Second is to increase the store of treasure of elevated thoughts. We need to have constructive thoughts with us, creative thoughts, which are we don't have. Look at worldly people. They are just thinking about politics. They are just talking about all the worldly matters. If you ask them, tell 10 elevated thoughts, they don't have. Baba has given us all the Murlis, and they are having such deep knowledge of not just philosophy, psychology, everything is there in them. So increase the treasure of thought. That is second. Third, exercise. Practice spiritual drills. Fourth, there is probably some impurity, because Baba has called waste as impurity. Another is to have that pledge that I have to get rid of this all wasteful things. Why I am wasting my life in this waste? Where I am heading for? Is it going to give me any fruit? What is the harm? Look at your own life. Right from the time we became Brahmin until now. Just see this life. And compare this life with previous life. What was that life? There was no aim, no goal. We were just wandering here and there, searching, going to gurus, going to different people, groping in the dark. From the time we became a Brahmin till now, how is the life? This part of my life. What are those places where waste have come? Waste things have come. What are those incidences where my stage had gone down? And what are the causes of that? let's do self-analysis, self-retrospection, introspection, without this self-checking. So another way to get rid of waste is self-checking. Checking oneself. It's a very difficult task. But we can do it. A lot of solitude and silence is required. And I don't think, yesterday Baba, while talking with foreigners, said, you all vote for Madhuban. Though you are born somewhere else, but you are born there just for the sake of service. Just as Indians have been sent to different places for service, you have also been sent to different places for service, because the souls who are there in those countries, how will they get Baba's introduction? So, when we are in this atmosphere of Pandabhavan, Madhavan, so much silence, so much solitude, so much peace is here. Do your work and get inside yourself. A lot of solitude is required in spiritual life. Without solitude, you can't progress in spiritual life. Though gathering has its importance, company has its importance, but nothing can compare the nectar that arises from solitude and silence. A deep solitude, a deep silence. It is not that suppose a person is not speaking, it means he is in silence. No. The internal noise, the mental noise you need to reduce. The past is influencing it. The future anxieties and future worries are coming in. Sometimes you are running into unknown memories. Declutter the mind. Give a goal, a direction to your own mind. Talk with your own mind. We have talked for many births with many different souls. This is the time to talk with self. With your own self. Let me talk with myself. Let me be with myself. Talking with others has got importance. Yes, of course. But talking with self. Talking with your own emotions, your feelings, your own. Try to understand yourself before we try to understand the other people. Because we are not aware of our own emotions. You see many people criticizing others. Why do they criticize others? Probably there is self-criticism going on. They are not criticizing others. They are criticizing themselves. You see many people blaming others. Actually they are not blaming others. That is self-blame they are doing. Which is manifested in the form of blaming others. So, this is a subtle play of emotions and feeling which is going on in the mind. How thoughts arise, how feelings arise, how emotions arise, just to watch them, and just to see, to discern, to discriminate waste. To understand what is Srimat, what is Manmat, what is Paramat. Just to segregate all of these things. There are many things we can talk in getting rid of rest, but we have to go ahead. So first art is slow down the mind. Second is to get rid of the rest. Third art is speaking. Art of speaking. We all know to speak. But Baba wants you should speak words of nectar. You should speak words of blessing. If any soul comes in front of you, they should say that please have some thoughts of blessing for us. Some thoughts of blessing. How to speak less? That is the topic. How to speak less? How to speak in accordance with our nature? Many times we try to speak just to impress others. I am speaking now with somebody, that is one way. The moment somebody else comes, our more talking style changes. We try to impress this third person now. Probably we try to speak about our status, about our position, to try to show that how powerful I am, 10 people are under me. So that thing is there. So, art of speaking. This is a topic for journey. How to speak less. Yesterday Baba said instead of speaking 100 words, you can do the same job in 2 words. Speaking more, speaking loudly, speaking too much, speaking continuously. When somebody does this, you tell that person, speak slow, speak softly, speak less. Now tell this to yourself. Tell this to your own mind. How much you will speak? Mind is continuously speaking. We have to teach this mind the art of speaking. Art of speaking. That is the third art. Fourth art is the art of balance. Fifth is the art of staying blissful. How to stay blissful all the time? Since you are child of ocean of bliss, you are already blissful. But this art of staying blissful actually occurs naturally when you follow all other arts. And the last art is the art of giving blessing. This is the sixth, and seventh is to stay combined. We will have some words about balance. To strike a balance is very important in life. It's like pendulum. You know, in a clock has got a big pendulum. Pendulum goes towards right. We think it is going towards right, but no, it is gathering momentum to come to left. It's always moving. The mind is also like moving all the time. To have the balance, you just compare to the person, those acrobats who walk on rope. How much balance they have to keep while walking on the rope. You don't require that balance while walking on the ground. But you require a lot of balance, you require a lot of practice, a lot of training while you walk on that rope. You have a stick in hand. The moment you feel you are going towards left, you have to sway towards another side. To keep yourself in between. So attention is required, lot of attention. Just as somebody says, if you keep a log of wood on this ground, it is very easy to walk on that. If I keep a log of wood here and I tell you to walk on this, it is very easy. But suppose the same log of wood is kept between two buildings. Between two buildings, and I tell you to walk on that, you will be absolutely alert. A one wrong step can take a toll on your life. One wrong step and you are down. Here you don't have fear, but always feel that as if I am walking on that log of wood. That's why there should not be a single mistake happening. So much mindfulness. So balance is required. Yesterday's class I was talking about 14 types of balances in Brahmin life. First is physical balance, second is mental balance, and third is spiritual balance. There are 3 types of balances in physical. First, food. Second, sleep. And third, exercise. These 3 balances are very much required in Brahmin life. First is food. If you overeat, and if you don't eat at all, both are dangerous. Baba had talked about curry in last Sunday's Murli. Hari, Vari and curry. If you overeat, if you pamper yourself, if you become a glutton, you can never become a yogi. So, eating. Moderation in eating. Second is moderation in sleep. If you oversleep, if you don't sleep at all, or you reduce your sleep to minimum, your body may not function well. And third is exercising. Sometimes you over-exercise, sometimes you don't exercise at all. Your body becomes flabby. A healthy mind cannot stay in unhealthy body. So for health you require very good, vibrant, healthy body. Eating fresh fruits, vegetables, pure food, healthy diet, all these things are required. So these 3 types of balance are in physical balance. There are 2 types of balance in mental balance. First is to become a child and another is to become master. When to become a child and when to become a master, you need to decide. Baba usually talks about this is about meetings. When you are having a meeting and you can voice your opinion strongly, vehemently, becoming a master. But when the decision is made, you accept it as if you are a small child. But there are different other situations also where you have to become master, and sometimes you have to become just a child. Churn on those situations. This is first in mental. Second is emotions and logic. When to have emotions and when to have logic, reason. this balance is very much important. And there are 9 types of balance in spiritual. First, 3 balances are about love. Love and law. There should be balance about this. It's not that you become so loveful, you forget all the laws and niyam, all the codes of conduct, maryadas. So love and law. Second is love and power. It's not that when you have to become powerful, you become very loveful and you become weak. That love should not become your weakness. And third is loving and detached. You should be loving to everybody. But at the same time, you have to maintain that internal detachment. Because if you are not detached, that extra love will come. That is a trace of lust. That will lead towards preferences. Then you want to stay with that particular person. Then you want to work with that particular person. Then you want to send SMS to that person. Then you want instant replies from that person. Then your expectations increase. And then that game of sorrow, mood off, starts. Bad mood, good mood. It can take you anywhere. The spiritual, so-called spiritual friendship sometimes turn into sexual friendship. How? That's a million-dollar question. But that is where it goes when this love is unchecked, uncontrolled, unrestrained. The feelings change, the emotions change. So that is 3. So 3 are related to love. Then there are 2 more. Swasthiti and Seva. Your own stage and Seva. And service. While doing service, don't forget your internal stage. And another is Sadhan and Sadhana. There are so many instruments of science which are available nowadays that you forget to do that internal Tapasya, Penance, Sadhana. These are the 2. Then, 2 more. One is Jnana and Yoga. That is remembrance and knowledge. Sometimes you are too much into churning knowledge that you forget to do yoga. That is Jnana and Yoga. Another is Karma and Yoga. Karma Yogi. While doing karma, you forget meditation. While meditating, so you have to keep a very subtle balance of these 2 things. Then another is Laukik and Alaukik. How to balance professional life and spiritual life. How to balance professional life and spiritual life. Though we are staying here, that doesn't mean that we don't have professional life. Whatever seva we are doing, that itself sometimes is like a profession. So you have to strike a very subtle balance between 2, professional and spiritual. And last is 9th is Kathani and Karni. What you speak and what you do. So these are the 9 types of spiritual balances, 2 types of mental balances, and 3 types of physical balances, total 14 types of balances. You can churn even more. But we need to check every day. Keep this chart in front of you and tick mark. Yes, yes, yes. I kept a balance. Balance is life. Without balance, people clap for those who walk on the rope because there is a balance. People don't clap for those who walk on ground. So, balance. All athletes have to keep balance. All singers have to keep balance. All the whatever the performances people do, they all have to keep balance. Balance is such an important thing, whether you are spiritual or a materialistic person. Whosoever you are, whatever you are, you have to know what is balance. Where my balance is tilting. We have a tendency, propensity to go towards excesses. Sometimes people come here, they love spirituality so much that they just forget their outside world. And then they don't want to go there. Even if they go there, they don't want to work. Everything turns topsy-turvy. We have to understand, this knowledge is about balance. All spirituality is about balance. It is not doing anything too much or too less. Not too much, not too less. But middle path. About everything. And last type of art Baba talked is combined. Not a single moment you stay away from Father. No power, no courage. Nobody has the courage to separate you from Father. So this art of staying with Him, to art of staying under His canopy, art of staying Him with Him, to make Him your companion all the time. This is the art. So these are the 7 types of arts Baba spoke. First, the art of slowing down the mind. Second, art of getting rid of waste. Third, art of speaking. Fourth, art of balancing. Fifth, art of staying blissful. All the time blissful. Our bliss should not come down. Also churn, what are those leakages in my bliss? What are those factors that, who don't allow me to stay blissful all the time? To stay happy, to stay blissful, to stay with that super sensuous rapture. That is the call of the time. Another is to give blessings. Give blessings to everybody, whosoever you come in contact with. Everyone. And last is art of staying combined. Awareness. Increase the awareness that He is with me. I am not alone. He is with me all the time. All the time. All the Roman Christian Catholic saints, if you study the life of Lord Saint Bernard, Saint John of Clairvaux, Saint Assisi of Francis de Assisi, all those saints, they lived with God, they moved with God, even though they did not have complete knowledge of God, but still they had the feeling within them that He is with me. He is with me all the time. While I am moving, while I get up, He is with me. I am eating, He is with me. I am drinking, He is with me. I am riding, He is with me. You need to associate each and every act with one self-respect. He is with me. While I drive, He is sitting behind or beside. While I am eating, He is with me. While I am drinking tea, milk, anything, He is with me. Whatever you do, while I am sitting, He is with me. He is sitting here right now. Can you see Him? Yes, He is sitting here. He is here. Yeah? Behind? Yeah, He is sitting behind. And showering blessings. So, all stations of life, I am going to office, take permission from Him and go to office. I am doing my work, in between try to invoke Him, come. While I finish my work and come back, evening meditation, thank Him. Yeah, thanks for everything. You were with me all the time. While sleeping, sleep with Him. While walking around, while moving around, He is with me. While talking, He is with me. Before giving lecture, He is with me. While listening to Murli class, He is with me. While giving Murli class, see everybody as great souls. These are not ordinary souls. These are great souls of the Kalpa. So see Him with them also, with ourselves also. Let Him penetrate each and every aspect of our life. Let Him be with everywhere. We live, move and have our being in Him. That should be our slogan. So, develop. This 1 week's homework is develop these 7 types of arts. Om Shanti.